Last time, on the usual time.
He made mention of somebody called the Black Spider. I think he was the one that wanted the map and Gundren. You catch your first glimpse of the new town of Phandalin. Oh my gods, Gundren, where has he been? He was supposed to make it here almost a 10-day ago.
Yeah, we're still looking for him. We'll find him anytime now.
Okay, so from talking to people, you would hear a few say, never heard of it. Is that does that have anything to do with the Red Brands?
Maybe. Tell me what you know.
If you want to make sure that he stays out of trouble.
Yeah, I got it.
Four human ruffians linger on the porch that's outside the door. As you're approaching, one of them says, well, well, here's a whole pack of little puppies. What do you want, puppies? Come here to bark at us.
I am not a dog. And I am negative.
If you have one smart bone in your body, you'll get the fuck out of here right now.
Uh-oh. Looks like this doggy bites back. I'm down.
It's a good thing Sister Gariel was there. I helped them in their time of need. They didn't stand much of a chance. Well, you see, I belong to this organization that needs some information regarding a spellbook. Unfortunately, the only one with that information is a banshee, and she was not very forthcoming. There's a notice board out front, and on it you see, those of a mind to face the orc menace should inquire within.
Oh, there! I'm offering 100 gold pieces to anybody that could take them out.
Are they tough?
They're orcs!
Let's head out east.
So to get back to Tribor Trail, you have to ride north for a little ways. It's not far. You make it to a point where you see a large mountain sticking up on one side of the road ahead of you. It's a ways off in the distance yet, but you can make it out clearly. It's kind of separated from the other peaks in the area. I'll just go ahead and say you know it's Wyvern Tor. It's a fairly well-known spot in these areas.
Oh, damn.
With wyverns?
My map cannot tell you that because it's a bad map.
Okay. Well, then you know nothing, Jon Snow.
So we see this mountain and...
Yep. It's off in the distance yet. You can't quite reach it in your day's ride. Based on your map and how far you've traveled, you'd know that there is a small town called Coneybury, about 5 to 10 miles ride further northeast from where you currently are.
So we have a town coming up, and we have the orc where we believe these orcs to be. The shadow said we would kill.
So, Luna, you would know that the town of Coneybury has long since been sacked by barbarians, and it's mostly just ruins now.
I ask you, Luna, why are you looking at the map for so long?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where the logical place for a castle would be.
I think we'll see it.
Well, why wouldn't the castle be at this town? Where else would a castle be?
Do you want to head there? I just don't feel like this peak is where it's going to end up being. But that's just a hunch.
Yeah, but guys,
who lives on a peak?
The lad makes
a lot of sense. Orcs live on a peak.
Well, the orcs are going to be there.
And I wave the handbill. Orcs!
I'm sure we can get to that after. I think we should check out this town first, see if there's any... Maybe there's a clue, guys!
It's about half a day, give or take, maybe a little bit less. You arrive at the town just before noon. Forest, as you guys are traveling, grows dark and still as the trail winds deeper into these trees. It's basically what you would expect the ruins of a sack town to be. Burnt out buildings, mostly vine-covered shells of what used to exist there. The only thing that really stands out to you guys as you poke around in this husk of a town is that there's a trail leading off to the north, directly into the woods. And then Tribor Trail obviously continues through the town and off to the east further.
When we arrive, I just want to look at this place and be like, so this is Curryburg.
I look through the town. Is there a castle?
There is no castle.
I look over at Luna and Hoyt, and I'm like, no castle. I sit down cross-legged facing the trail that goes north and go silent.
I would like to check the eastern and northern trails and see if there's any signs of recent usage.
Well, the eastern one, yes, it's a fairly worn trail. I mean, it's the same trail you've been traveling on this whole time. You know that people use it. To the north, one set of footprints going north and coming south. If you care to study them at all, you'd probably notice that it seems to probably be the same person.
I am praying to the Cat Lord.
Oh boy.
Does it speak to me?
Roll for cat prayers.
Twelve.
Nothing happens.
Hoyt. Footprints.
Well, I mean, I guess we can follow them.
Do you have all right! A different idea? And I just start walking that way.
Okay, good. So you guys are traveling north on this trail. It goes, like I said, about a mile until you reach the edge of where the forest gets extremely thick. Heavy vines and thick layers of moss drape on the branches, and the air, as you get into this forest, you'll notice is colder than it was in the village, which was only a mile away. As you round the bend in the trail you're following, you see a screen made from branches of trees standing close together and woven into a dome-like structure in the shadows. So as you approach this dome, you see there's a small doorway that leads inside of it at the bottom where the trail meets the edge of this dome.
Should we go check that out?
Why are you whispering?
I'm not going to look away. I'm just going to lean in a direction and be like, ladies first.
Why are you whispering?
Why am I not surprised, I think, to myself.
Why is everybody whispering? There's nobody here.
I'm going to look at Shadow and do, like, the shush symbol.
I try to see if there's anything on my lips.
I'm gonna say, shush. Quiet, please. Or I'm gonna try and get a better look at what this hut is, and I'm gonna stealthily approach the hut.
Okay. So you look inside. It's fairly dark, but you can make out what you would take to be a home of sorts. Inside the dome, it's sparsely furnished. There's various chests and shelves, a table, a couch. It's all very old. And if you have any history with elven craft, you would make out most of the furniture to be of elven make.
I'm going to call out, see if anyone be like, hello, is anyone here?
Nothing.
I look back to them and do a shrug, and then I'll walk in.
I will not. I'm going to stand outside and kind of look away, kind of just around in the surrounding area with, like, my hands clasped behind my head, just like,
Oh, I'm just going right behind Luna.
Okay. So Luna and Shadow, as you enter this dome, home, the air grows even colder, and a feeling of dread grips both of you. A cold, pale light flickers in the air, rapidly taking on the form of a female elf, her hair and robes waving in like a spectral wind. She looks at both of you and says, "Foolish mortals, what do you want here? Do you not know it is death to seek me out?"
"And who are you?"
"My name is Agatha."
What was that?
"Speak, what would you have of me?"
Well, someone in the town was kind of looking for this, or maybe wondering if you knew where this magical book was."
Is that cold feeling getting worse?
"Yes." "Fine, if you want to ask that question, give me a persuasion check and pose the question as you would ask it."
"We want to know the location of the wizard Bojento, the location of his spellbook." And I will roll persuasion.
"I don't know who that is."
That would be a 17.
"Never heard that story."
"Okay.
I don't know who that is."
She will, she'll think about it for a moment and say, "I was once in possession of the book. I traded it with a necromancer named Seernoth from the city of Erebor more than 100 years ago."
"That's a long time ago.
What became of the book after that? I haven't the slightest. There's a sudden gust of wind that's enough to blow both of you out of this dome as she kind of like explodes into dust. Doesn't do any damage, but it pushes both of you out of her dome, and then branches go over the entrance."
"Wait, I just don't understand. They come flying out of this. Does the dome like fall down or anything?"
"No, it as soon as they come flying out, branches grow over the entrance and there is no more entrance."
"Okay, so this is like a sonic boom sort of thing, like when Isildur cut the ring from Sauron's hand. And they just go poof, come flying out towards me, and I'm just, my mouth is dropped like, and I kind of just like shrink down a little bit like, what?"
"Yes. Out of game. Great job asking where Craigmont Castle was."
"I was too scared."
In game, you guys just got blown out of this dome. And yeah, it's closed off. You can't enter it anymore. Hoyt, you just saw both these guys come flying out, and you saw like a blue flash of light from the inside and felt a extremely cold chill as this light flashed and then was gone.
Great. Oh, great. Just got a bunch of useless information.
Is the cold gone?
It's gone.
What did you do?
It wasn't me! It wasn't me!
Spirit lady. Sister Gariel wanted to hire us to ask this spirit where a certain wizard's spellbook was, and she told us, kind of.
Wait, when?
Really wish I would have asked.
I'm going to look towards Shadow and be like, "Confused Travolta."
"When you two were both passed out from those rednecks."
"I didn't even want to come here."
So the trail doesn't go any further than that. It is basically a driveway directly to this Banshee's Dome from the town of Coneybury.
Okay.
For all intents and purposes. So do you want to hang around in the woods, or would you like to follow the trail back out?
Let's go back the way we came.
Okay. So you would be able to make it out of the woods. It's kind of mid-afternoon, about 3 o'clock. You make it back to Coneybury by about 3:30.
What do you guys think we should do?
Can't we just go kill orcs?
I'm not a tracker.
Just kill orcs.
Well, I'm fine with going to check that out.
Do you say that out loud?
Yeah.
I get up and I just start booking it on my horse.
Okay.
I look at Hoyt expectantly.
And I'm like yelling to myself, I'm never coming back here ever again.
Wait, we're just gonna go through the woods?
It's not woods in that direction. To the south, it's very hilly. You can see between where you are and Wyvern Tor, the land goes up and down quite a bit. And it's mostly plains. You guys can get about 5 miles out of the town before you gotta call it quits for the day. You won't have any encounters this night.
Okay, so I wake up in, like, super startled, but, like, I'm having an epiphany.
Uh-huh.
And I rummage through my pack really fast, like voraciously trying to find something in my pack.
Okay.
And I pull out my lyre.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, guys, watch this!
Uh-huh.
And I use mending on it.
So you use mending, and the frayed ends of the string that you broke become rigid, and then they kind of twirl together where they had broken, and there's a slight flash of light, and it becomes one string again.
Okay, and now I'm going to try to strum it again.
That was amazing.
What is this, performance?
Yeah.
A 5.
Oh my god.
You do a really wicked E chord.
Can you believe
that?
Is
that the one that makes you poop?
It sounds like garbage.
It kind of sounds like... That's fantastic. That will definitely come in handy.
I'm in a super good mood, and I put my lyre away. I'm like, let's go!
Okay.
I agree, let's go.
Alright, so you guys are traveling. As you're traveling south, you crest a low ridge, and you spy the crumbling ruins of an old watchtower standing amid these rugged hills that you're taking your time to go over. This place is so old that the walls are just mounds of rubble enclosing a courtyard. Adjacent to the broken stump of an old tower is this courtyard, and in the courtyard you can see a extremely colorful tent has been set up, but you don't see any people.
It's like it looks new?
The tent does, yes.
I'm gonna point and just be like, does anyone else feel that something here is out of place?
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to go into any more random things.
Do
I under my breath, not like it stopped you before.
Is there anything else in the place that I can see?
Not
or sense?
Your current location. So you guys are like up on this ridge looking down on this place.
I ride down to it.
Okay, you certainly can do that.
I'm going to pull out my hand crossbow and ride down as well behind.
So Shadow, as you're getting closer, you smell like the odor of death wafting towards you from this tower's direction.
Does it smell like good death or bad death?
It smells like decay.
Oh. I'm gonna slow down and stop.
Okay.
Do I smell it?
Dead things here.
As you guys get closer, let's see. Hoyt, you do not smell it. Luna also do not smell it.
I say, there are dead things here.
I look around. Do I see any dead things?
No, you don't see anything yet. So you guys are approaching this, basically the walls of this old broken down tower. You can get closer and just climb over these rubble piles to see what is in the courtyard if you'd like.
I'd like to secure the horse first, and then I will try that. Try and sneakily do that.
Find a large rock or something to anchor them to.
I'm going to climb up and see if I can peek over and see what's in this courtyard.
Luna, did you hear me? I said there's dead things!
I heard you.
Wait!
Okay.
There's dead things! Where's she going?
So you climb up over top of one of these mounds that used to be this courtyard's walls. As you crest the top, you again see this strikingly colorful tent that's set up in the middle of the courtyard. Mostly shades of red with some dark blue undertones and blacks mixed in.
I was like, did you see any orcs?
I didn't see any orcs. I'm still kind of spooked from that spirit.
Well, she's not here too, is she?
I hope not. Should we keep riding, or should we check this tent out?
Hoyt, you gotta come with us.
What? Why?
We gotta look. Well, there's a
look at tent!
There's a tent over there, and it's weird, isn't it? You can't just leave a...
It looks weird from here. Why do I need to see it close?
Because what if Gundren's in there?
Do you think he is?
I'd be like, take out my daggers.
Wait, we gotta check it out. If Gundren's here, we gotta go. Get your daggers. I got my daggers.
Gonna point at the tower, say, I'm gonna see what I can see from up there. You guys find out what you can from down here. And I'm just gonna go.
You make it to the side of this tower unmolested.
I'd like to ask Shadow if he wants to come with me so there's like a main entrance.
Okay. Yeah, you're both able to sneak up to this tent.
So anything? You
get closer. Nothing really happens. You're at the edge of this tent. Hoyt, you're at the edge of this tower. What do you guys want to do from here?
I'd like to kind of circle or listen for a little bit to see if I hear anything from the inside of this tent.
Then you'll probably hear me holding back one of the things that cover the side of the tower. Can I pull them back?
The tent?
The tent?
The tent, I mean.
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to try climbing. To do that and look in.
Can I get another stealth check?
That's a nat 20.
Yeah, you're able to silently, you assume, peel back one of these doors.
Yeah.
And inside, you see an extremely lavish interior. All of the finest furniture. And
really?
Yeah, it looks super primo inside. Like, it's a 5-star hotel, basically. You see a table, various chairs, a couch, drawers, chests, an extremely lavish bed. And at a desk on the far side, you see a red-robed figure sitting and writing on some parchment.
I stare at him for a good 60 seconds.
He says, I know you're there. You might as well come in.
I kind of go, like, rigid a little bit, and I'm like, okay. And I walk in.
Okay. I don't walk in. I want to listen from the outside.
He, once you're inside, says, please, go fetch your companions. They're welcome to join us as well.
Okay. And I go outside, and I'm like, hey, Luna, there's a guy in here. Let's go in. And then I yell, Hoyt, there's a guy over here.
Nah.
And then you hear it.
I mean, I'll hear it. Doesn't mean I'm going to react to it.
He says, please, I insist, go get him. We can't discuss this without all of you.
I run.
I'm climbing.
To the tower.
I'm in mid-climb.
And I get to the bottom of the tower. Do I get there?
Yeah, you can get there.
That's
all right. Holster. And I'm like, I'm yelling up. I put my daggers away, and I'm yelling up to Hoyt. I'm like, Hoyt, there's a guy. He wants to see you.
As you're yelling, you see corpses that have animated that just start pouring out of the bottom of this tower.
The one that I'm climbing?
And they begin to just shamble around the courtyard.
Are they coming towards me?
No, they're not. They're not going towards anything in particular. They're just shambling.
Okay. I whisper really loudly up to Hoyt. Hoyt! Don't come down here!
At this point, the red wizard would come out and say, Lad, you at the top of the tower, please come down. We have much to discuss. I don't have time for your childish games.
I giggle.
I'm going to poke my head up and look. Does this guy look shady?
So you see a red-robed figure. If you're, you're probably able to see pretty well from your vantage point. On his head is a black tattoo. He's a very pale figure. His scalp is completely shaved.
Of course.
That's about all you can see from where you're at.
Goddamn red wizards.
Well, that means nothing to me. I don't even know what those are. But, like, so this guy just has... Is he by the skeletons now? Like, can I see the skeletons or the corpses or whatever?
They're not skeletons. They have flesh on their bones, but you can see them. They have begun shambling around the courtyard, and he would say, please be not afraid of my companions. They're simply here for my protection.
For your protection? I just squeak over the top.
I'll put my bow away.
He will go back into his tent and say, please join me when you're ready.
I'll walk in. I'm intrigued.
I literally am not going to move so long as there are dead things running around.
He literally won't continue with this until you're all here, so
stalemate. I think we are at an impasse.
Wait, what if he knows about Gundren?
I have to live to hear about Gundren.
Or the orcs.
I don't give two shits about the orcs.
Well, you're not gonna, what are you going to learn up there?
I don't need to necessarily learn anything so long as I survive.
Well, fine. You just go home then. I go into the tent.
Are dead things still running around?
Yes.
Nope.
And I come into the.
You two are both in the tent, and he says, "Well, I can tell your companion's kind of stubborn. Would you care for some tea while we wait?"
I don't drink tea.
I do,
but I say no, thank you, very, very politely.
I would love some.
He offers you various choices. He's got lots of teas. Big tea drinker, this guy. He also says, I also have various spirits if alcohol is more to your liking, Shadow.
Oh, no thanks. Do you have water?
He...
Or milk?
He opens his hand and a glass of milk appears in it.
Oh my god, this thing is the best! I take the milk and I down it in one.
It refills once it's emptied.
I just stare at it.
So, are you a red wizard of Fae?
How about I get a history check from you before you ask that question?
History is almost my specialty. That is a... 13.
Yeah, so you can ask. He'll say, why, yes, I am.
What are you doing all the way out here Seems like a strange place to be holding up.
What's they?
I'm here because I want to be here. You have never heard of they, my friend?
Nope.
Well, it is a wonderful place full of many wonderful wizards.
That's awesome.
I think that our companion might be afraid of your companions. Is there any way you can make them hide? I guess is for lack of a better term.
I don't see what the difference will be. They still will be here, but certainly he snaps his fingers, and as he does that, Hoyt, if you're watching at all, you'll see the zombies slowly single file back into this tower.
The one that I'm on top of?
Yes.
Is there, like, okay, is this tower just straight up in the air, or is it into, like, a cliff face or something? Like,
yeah, it's straight up in the air. You guys are kind of, like, in a valley between two hills, and there's this, old fort, for lack of a better term, that's fallen to ruins here.
I will very cautiously begin descent. And I'm talking, like, if there are open windows, cracks, or anything that I can, like, see through and see things, I'm just like, nope. I'm fully convinced that these things are after me.
Okay. So, yeah, looking in the arrow slits as you're climbing down, you'll see that these things are just kind of standing still inside. They aren't moving at all.
Oh my god, it's I Am Legend. then, yeah, I guess I'll make my way down, and I'm gonna do that, like, I'm walking towards the tent, but more looking backwards the whole time, and just kind of, like, sidestepping, but, and just reaching with the other hand before I hit it.
As you reach the tent, you'll almost bump into him as he is behind you holding the door open and says, "Welcome, friend, please."
I will loudly curse and yell in jumpiness and jump away from him like, "Ah!" I don't know what kind
please,
of...
Please, I assure you, I mean you no harm. Enter.
That one's easily spooked.
And then, because I was loud, I'm going to look back towards the dead things, make sure that's not happening, before I sidestep around this guy now and into the tent. Like, I'm going to basically always be facing him.
Okay.
Not feeling trusty.
He says, "Would you like some tea? I have many various flavors. Take your pick."
I'm going to look at it and then say, "Did you make it?"
"I bought it."
"No, I'm good."
"Very well. Please, have a seat with your companions. We have much to discuss."
Are they both sitting?
Yeah. I am definitely both sitting.
I feel like I'm going to decline a sit. I will go stand behind where I was meant to sit, with my arms crossed in a very defensive mannerism.
Okay. You can do that. He'll chuckle and say, "My, you are quite the stubborn one. Very well. Please be as comfortable as you can make yourselves. As I was saying, we have much to discuss. My name is Hamenkost. As your friends have already figured out, I am indeed a Red Wizard of Thay."
What?
He said it's a great place.
You have not ever heard of Thay either?
I haven't heard of much outside of Neverwinter.
I see. Sheltered. Well, that's very unfortunate, but Thay is not the topic of the discussion here. What is the topic of the discussion is that I believe we both could be of benefit to one another.
Oh?
Narrowed.
We're actually in the middle of trying to rescue
Gundren Rockseeker. Yes, I know. I am aware of many goings-on in this area. What I am proposing to you, is how you say a deal we could both benefit from. For you see, as I said, I have much information, but my reach is a little limited. You've noticed my zombies don't move too quickly. I would propose to you two things. One, there's an orc raiding band somewhat south of here that I would like stamped out.
I will look at Shadow.
I've noticed them eyeballing my camp of late, and I simply can't have that.
I want to kill them too!
The other thing, he cuts you off, is I know of a banshee in these parts that goes by the name Agatha. I have a certain question that I need asked of her.
I stand and up you... and I'm like, I won't go back! I won't do it! Luna, you tell him! I won't do back. It!
You've already visited, I see.
Aye.
Well then, we can scratch that one off the list, but I would still be forthcoming with information should you help me with my first request.
I think that we could be of mutual benefit to each other. We want to know where this Cragmaw Castle is.
Excellent! So have we reached an accord?
I think we have.
We're not going
to the Banshee.
Oh.
We're gonna take care of these orcs.
Yeah! Let's do that.
And you, oh silent one?
I'm observing out of the corner of my eye. I'm not saying much. I'm not going to respond. I am a little surprised that my compatriots are even, like, okay with just random stranger guy just happens to be here.
I think that if it means finding out where Cragmaw Castle is, that you can count on this one's participation, as I gesture to Hoyt.
Excellent. Well, since you're in the area, I take it you know at least of this orc raiding party. Am I wrong?
That's why no, I'm here.
Right.
Well, and Gundren. And Gundren. But also the orcs.
Do you have a map?
Oh, yeah!
Like a better one.
I pull out my shitty map.
He waves his hand over it, and it sharpens and becomes more accurate. He points to a specific peak and says, this is Wyvern Tor, as I'm sure you already know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do I have a writer?
I'm gonna say, wait, where?
I pull out... No, I don't have a writer. All right, never mind.
Wait, I think I do. Hold on. I have a writer? Fuck yeah, I have a fucking pen, man. I got an ink pen and 10 sheets of parchment.
He smiles and says, the orcs, as far as I know, are holed up in a cavern in this rough location. And he puts his finger on the map and his tattoos kind of become alive and they run down his finger onto the map and create an X. And when he removes his finger, the X is still there.
Am I watching this?
Do we know how many
yes,
orcs
you,
are there?
If you're watching the map, you would be watching this happen.
Okay, where like is there text on this map or no?
Yeah, there is.
So is there text near this X?
No, not near the X. The sword mountains would have text over them, and they're slightly to the south of this hill called Wyvern Tor.
No, that's fine.
And how many orcs would we be encountering?
Unfortunately, I don't have all of the information in the world. You'll have to do a little of it on your own. And he says, I do thank you for your visit, but I have much business to attend to you. Please be on your way.
I march out.
I also.
Mm-hmm. I say nothing, but I'm out too.
Okay.
Once we...
And he lets you obviously keep your updated map.
I'm so excited. I get on my horse and I'm like, best vacation ever. Did you see that guy? He made my map better.
I think we should head towards that X. What say you?
I take it back out because I already forget which way to go. And then I say, yeah, and then I put it away again.
I'm just going to say, what makes you think we can trust him?
Well, I think since we're already headed in that direction, at the very least, we might get information.
I go up, I get off my horse. Hoyt, where are you? What are you doing?
Probably standing next to my horse and fiddling with the saddle and the straps and making sure they're all tight and such.
I walk up to you.
Oh dear.
I put my hand, paw, on your shoulder, and I look you right in the eyes, and I'm like, just because you've never gone anywhere doesn't mean you can't trust anybody. We gotta do this, man. And I pat you on the shoulder, and I get back on my horse.
Well, let's be off.
Yeah, you guys can be off. Luna, as you're riding away, you would have a slight moment of clarity and realize that the tattoo on his forehead was for the school of magic called necromancy. Beyond that, you guys are headed further south. This place is behind you. It's about the rest of the day's ride to get to your destination. Eventually, with enough searching, you'll find this camp. There's a faint smell of smoke in the air as you ascend a ridge on the lower slopes of this hill. About 50 yards away, you can make out the entrance of a cave that opens up at the bottom of a ravine. There's a large boulder near the entrance of this cave, and hunkered down by it, you see a single orc. I don't know if any of you would know what orcs look like from your past, but there is one there.
Oh, yeah.